We'll send you Merry Christmas. We'll never see you ever again. You little cheese, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, the magic lamp, and soft as left handy. Nice eyes, all the number goes, if you're small, are next handy. Always with a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worthwhile? If you could be like little orphan Annie.
Radio's Orphan Annie, or the picture of Joe Corntassel, the picture's Mr. Oldership for the Simmons Corner paper, you know, the very same picture you heard Mr. and Mrs. Fowler showing to the children last night right in the paper. You've got to send in for these pictures before midnight tonight. If you want a picture of Radio's little Orphan Annie, send your name and address to her in care of the station you listen to and enclose a little white pamphlet from a can of Ovaltine. Or, if you want Joe's picture, send your name and address to Joe Corncaster, in care of the station you listen to, and enclose a little white pamphlet from a can of Ovaltine. Or, if you want both pictures, send two pamphlets in your letter. That way you get both pictures. But be sure to send your letters before midnight tonight. Now we're ready to go on with tonight's adventure. Here's Annie in the familiar Silo kitchen. There's Mr. Silo. I wonder what Annie's looking out the window for. Well, I guess Mrs. Silo was one reason.
Annie, there's goodness, Annie. What are you running to the window looking out for every couple of minutes?
I'm expecting somebody, Mrs. Silo.
You're expecting somebody? Whoever is it?
What are you doing,
Mr. Where was Joe Corncastle? Why wasn't he over here to breakfast like he always is?
Well, if you'll be the one, Mrs. Silo, I know he's coming over. He said he was. Well, see, I'm waiting for it. Even somebody else.
Somebody's coming with him.
The twins.
The twins? Sure.
Those two little twin brothers, Peter and Paul. They're coming over with Joe this morning.
Well, I do declare. It's a month of Sunday since I've seen the twins. What are they going to do, play with you and Joe? Land, chase, the light. If you had a few more, you'd have enough for a baseball team.
They'll be here pretty soon, Mr. Silo. I've been expecting them ever since breakfast. We got something to talk over with between Joe and me.
Is Paul still in the house? Yes, you didn't hear him go out, did you, Annie?
No, he's listening to me, Mrs. Silo. I think he's in the parlor.
Paul? You still in the house?
Mrs. Silo?
No, he heard me. He'll be out in a minute. I declare, between you children and Paul, I don't know what to do. If it is you and Joe were under my feet, it's Paul. And he was the whole house to clean and set me orders.
I'll help you, Mrs. Silo, if you want me to.
No, never mind. You and Joe and the twins go off and play, or whatever it is you're going to do. I should get along all right again.
Oh, will you
call me? Let me take the life, Paul. Whatever are you doing still tuckering around the house? I thought you'd be out of here hours ago. And you with a lot of chores to be done. And I want you to give me a hand watching the upstairs window this afternoon. You hurry up to get through.
I haven't got much to do this morning. I'll be ready whenever you want. Just take your head out of the window and holler, and I'll come along. True, I will.
I know you. When I want to, you'll tell me that you're busy doing something else.
No, I won't be. Got a little today. I was figuring on running into town for a while when I get done. I haven't been in town since the youngest came back.
I guess you didn't miss anything. For mercy's sake, Paul, put down that book. No wonder you don't get anything done around here. Put it down, I say, and get started.
Nothing more, just reading the bigger bars, or that's all. I had a couple of minutes to spare, and just thought I'd take a look in the bars. Read a couple of pages, and now I'm through.
I am safe and alive, what's that?
It sounds like a small army to me.
It's for me. Much as Joe and the twins.
The twins?
Sure, you know. Joe's two little twin brothers, Peter and Paul.
forgot all about him, my dear.
Listen to him out on the porch. If you want plenty of noise, just get a couple of boys together.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, young brother.
I declare, Joe, you weren't all by yourself, were you? Sounded like there were about six of you.
No, ma'am, I wasn't alone. I got the twins with me. You know, Peter and Paul. I brought them over to see me and Anne.
Well, for mercy's sake, bring them in. Tell them to come in.
Come on in, you kids. Your stock was on.
I didn't.
Who did?
Oh, I did not.
Carpenter, you did. Looks like you both did all right.
Sure, indeed, I saw it.
Now, here's another one. Here's that screwdriver that was on your dresser. Yes, easy. Corn got it. All right, then. Now, here's another one we'll be thinking about. What did you two kids do? They came back to took from under the old main single sundial.
Well, that's putting it right up to Peter and Paul Corncastle, all right, I guess. Now maybe we ought to find out what happened to that tin box. I wonder what the criminal will say. We'll have to keep under. And remember, if you want those pictures of Radio's Little Orphan Annie, or of Joe Corncastle, or both of them, you've got to send in for them before midnight tonight. We've been sending these pictures out for 2 weeks now. Just thousands of them, and we want every boy and girl who listens to Orphan Annie to get a picture of Joe and of Radio's Orphan Annie. But we're running out of pictures, and so if you want one, be sure to send in for it before midnight tonight. Send one white pamphlet from a can of Ovaltine if you want one of the pictures, and send two white pamphlets if you want the picture of Radio's Little Orphan Annie and the picture of Joe Corncastle. Don't forget, we'll be with you again Monday night at 5:45 for the brand new adventure of Little Orphan Annie on the radio. See you then. This is Pierre Andre saying goodbye.
And make a pair, they never seem to have a pair. You've never seen this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, little dress, they're so helpless handy. My prize, all the number one, is your friend, Fireman Sandy. Always a sunny smile, thousands if you weren't so wild. It is a beast, like little orphan Annie.